This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, red hot rolling on the Liberty News Radio and Network. Today is Saturday, November the 4th, 2023. We got a hell of a show to talk about the last hell of a show we had. Walter, are you with us? Are you still feeding coins into the payphone? All right. Mr. Yerkew is feeding dimes into a payphone at a local convenience store in Winker County, Tennessee. So once he gets on board, we'll let him say his piece. Anyways, we want to say hello to some of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the Men, and alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, known as the Cellar Savers. Stay safe, one and all. And first order of business, as always, we want to read the names of members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, again, for a second week in a row, we have no names to read off. I guess streets may be getting safer out there. Stay safe, one and all. Anyways, last week, the 28th of October, was, my personal opinion, the best show ever. Why? Because, well, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
No, I'm doing pretty well, thank you. Took a shower in the limo on the way over to the studio tonight.
They got a shower in the stretch Kia?
Yep.
How we got money for a stretch Kia, but you have to go to a convenience store down the street and feed dimes into a payphone? What kind of, who's bouncing the book?
Is it the Nick guy?
Well, anyway,
if I tell you everything I know, you'll know everything I know.
Well, maybe it's not so much. But anyways, we have no names to read off. No murdered cops for a second week in a row, thank God. But anyways, I was just getting into it. Last week, in my opinion, was our best show ever. I attended a Halloween party at a private house held by Luciano De La Torre, and it was something you'd want to. It was a Halloween party in heaven. The guy-girl ratio was actually in my favor, about 15 to 1, 15 females to one guy. Females were just off the chain. Food was off the chain. They had top shelf booze. They had a DJ there, but unfortunately, he did not play any Led Zeppelin or the Allman Brothers Band, but. Okay, sirrah, sirrah. There's a photographer there, and so on and so forth. But so we had it at this same location we had on our July 1st show, was at the time I felt was the best show. And I called Mike Rakebrank to come on, and I called Charlie LaDuff to come on. And Mike, unfortunately, his father became ill, was taking care of his father. And then Charlie said, "Nah, I think I'll pass." I said, "Okay, well, you know what? This is 7-5 Radio. We'll just trudge on through." So I'm hanging out, and then no sign of our new family member Danella Rodriguez. So, and then I have to call the political cesspool at 8:30 to give him my spiel on 19 years of radio. So about 8:20, 8:25, I walk towards the front door, and it was a scene right out of Terminator 2 Judgment Day. There was Daniela in her costume, and she looked absolutely gorgeous. I felt like Sarah Connor when she saw that T-800 walk out of the elevator, and I'm sure Daniela felt the same way when she saw me. Anyways, she knew I wanted to take a selfie with her, so I grabbed my flip phone, took a selfie. She didn't like it, and then she took it herself, and it looked much better. My only complaint about that selfie was that there's too much of me and not of her. So I went out, talked on the cesspool for 15 minutes, and it still wasn't enough time, all the events that occurred on 19 years on that show. So then I sent the text out to, or the picture out to everybody. So I'm hanging out with Danielia, having some food, and enjoying the party. Then the phone rings. It's Charlie LaDuff. And I said, oh boy, this ought to be fun. First words out of my mouth, good evening, sir. Words out of his mouth, let me talk to her. So I'm at a crossroads. Charlie LaDuff had a couple pops already, definitely. He wants to talk to Danella, the new family member. Well, we didn't even bring her on board the show yet. So do I say, Charlie, you know what? It might not be a good time. You had a little too much to drink. You know, maybe call back tomorrow. No, this is 7.5 Radio. I wanted Danella to feel like a member of the 7.5 Radio family. So I walked up to her, said, Danella, my friend Charlie wants to say hello, and would you mind talking to her? I was like, sure. So I took the phone, talked, had a conversation, and I was like, oh, please, Charlie, don't mess this up. Don't mess this up, Charlie. You know, it's just, and whatever was said, she gave me the phone smiling. So, okay, so he didn't mess it up. So it's around 10 o'clock. I said, Danella, just hang out, enjoy yourself. Let me get the show going. And we did. And Walter, you came out with guns blazing. You talked about the incident in Maine, the mass shooter in Maine, the flying the flags half staff, and you did a bang up job in 8 minutes. Because at the 8 minute mark, we got a Liz, our producer, said Charlie's on the phone. So we introduced Charlie, and whatever we had for the show went right in the toilet. And then for the rest of the first half hour, you guys are just breaking my chops. You and Charlie had it out and made up. And you said, Charlie, you remind me of a tuna fish sandwich. And then you said that I was at a party and guys were dressed up as the Cowboys of Brokeback Mountain. And it just never stopped. So then 10:30 shows up and I said, Danella, you want a song that, you know, special song you want to be introduced by, because we got a Black Sabbath song. It's loud. It's fast. I like it. And it's not really late. Like, no, that's fine. And I told her way before the show, three times I said, you want a song? You know, we'll give you a song. No, whatever. So 40 seconds, A Hole in the Sky. And I gave Danella a brand new unused pair of headphones and the damn thing breaks. So here, take my, greasy, lice-ridden headphones, and we are off. We got broken headphones and Black Sabbath playing, and I wouldn't want it any other way. So, anyways, I introduce Danella to the world. First question in my mouth is, why would you agree to be a spokesmodel for 7.5 Radio? And she said that she saw me a couple months previously at a birthday party for our buddy Eddie Huebner. And we're coming to our first commercial break. All right, when we get back, we'll talk about the get Walter Starr of the broadcast and talk about our buddy Charlie Duff again. He got chatted by the Detroit News and his colleagues. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. 7.5 Radio. We'll be back after these very important messages. Take it away, boys.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, Walter, your Q Scoop Stanton, talking about the show of shows, our October 28th show, introducing our new family member, the world's first radio spokesmodel, Daniela Rodriguez. And we want to make it 7-5 Radio style, so we brought on one Charlie LaDuff. So anyways, I asked Daniela, why would you want to come on the 7-5 Radio show as a spokesmodel? And she said she saw me leaving Ed Huebner's birthday party, which is just absolutely a knockdown, drag-out smash of a party. And she liked the fact that here I am dedicated to 7-5 Radio and our fans, our listeners. And she said, okay, I'll check you out. Check it out, rather. So she went into her story about how she got into modeling, where she's from in Brazil, physical fitness, and, you know, just having a grand old time. I'm sitting there, and she looks like absolutely amazing. And she's dressed up as a police officer with sergeant stripes. And then Charlie LaDuff wakes up, and he asks Daniela what her name is in Spanish, even though she speaks English, Portuguese, and Spanish, and I think we told it of over 100 times. So Charlie's still not done. And if you look on the website, there's a picture of me. It looks like I'm about to strangle somebody because I think it's when Charlie Duff asked Daniela if she ever saw the movie Blow. Now, the word blow has a couple meanings besides, you know, the obvious, it's a verb. Slang for narcotics and something we don't want to say here on FCC licensed radio. And I had no idea where he was going with this. I was like, Charlie, what are you doing? So I was like, is this about cocaine? The character George Young, the actor John Depp who played George Young, or what? So he said he watched it. Wasn't that good? Because he had insomnia. I was like, oh, good. All right. So So Charlie had to ask Danielle about a movie he saw last night because he could not sleep. So, and then I turned over to Walter, who told Danielle to watch how much I had to drink because I might take off my top. But, you know, it was nice outside, but there's no reason why I would take off my top, drunk or not drunk. So then Walter asked Danielle, he's like, oh, do you have red lipstick? I was like, oh, no. Now Walter's turned into a LaDuff. I was like, oh, where's this going, Walter? He's like, yeah, I got my red lipstick on me. He's like, good, keep it in your pocket because Scoop might grab it. So I was like, where did that come from? I was like, what does that do with anything? But overall, it was our best show, period. It was unscripted, and we just, of course, we talked over each other. And then I'm still worried about, you know, she might say, you know, Pete, this might not be for me. But when Charlie's phone cut off, she said, heard over the earphones, oh, we lost LaDuff. It's like, oh, maybe he went to the liquor store. And then the producer said, you want to call us back? I said, no. And he says, yeah, call him back. So right then and there, I said, yep, she's one of us. She gets it. So anyways, long story short, afterwards, we just hung out, talked some more. She had a very good time, and I had a very, very good time. And we just went on our way. And unfortunately, I asked her to come on tonight, but she got a case of COVID, which, you know, I was like, oh my God, this poor lady. She's been on 75 radio. Now she gets COVID. But anyways, we wish Daniela a very speedy recovery. You know my take on COVID and Anthony Fauci, and I'm not going to jeopardize the FCC license to repeat it. Well, what was your opinion overall of the show in general? Good, bad, indifferent, okay. More Charlie, less Charlie.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, you know, Charlie, you know, when he calls in, he calls in. You know, you just you know, expect the unexpected, you know, but you expect the unexpected from him. So, you know, it was all okay. It was all in good fun and you know, good being a good sport. You know, you took it on the chin.
Right.
You know, when referring to that blow comment, you took it on the chin. A lot of good gestures went back and forth to everybody. It was all okay. It was all good. You know,
right.
I think it was a good
right.
show to introduce Daniela to the 7-5 world and when she gets back on her knees, her feet, she'll fit right in with the current news, current affairs of what's going on in our country. So it'll all be good.
Right, right. And then the next day I got a text from Ladoff. He says, you know, it's good fine scoop. She's got a good radio voice and lots of sass. So the next day I went to watch the Washington Redskins lose in a very good match with the Philadelphia Eagles. So a good time was had by all. I look forward to working with Daniela a lot. Besides, you know, she's smart.
It's the Washington Commanders, you racist bastard.
Anyways, so moving right along. Speaking of LaDuff, like me, he's got like three jobs, you know, putting food on his family's his table. And one of his jobs was being a communist columnist for the Detroit News. Now, I have issues with the Detroit News. I'll get into a little bit later. But he's been exposing the Attorney General of Michigan for getting involved in a criminal investigation concerning the treasurer of the Michigan Democrat Party. And he's been absolutely hammering her with facts, with documents, with the truth. But anyways, Charlie went on Twitter to state what he's got coming up on the Attorney General. And he typed in see you next Tuesday. He typed in SEEYOU and then, you know, next Tuesday. But apparently there's some sort of code or, you know, slang that they use on the social media. If you put Season Charlie use the uniform next Tuesday, that means, you know, a derogatory word or the dreaded C word. But here's the thing. Charlie didn't write Charlie uniform next Tuesday. He wrote see you next Tuesday. And his column in the Detroit News appears on Tuesdays. So when he said see you next Tuesday, he's like, yeah, he's going to. It's a very good play on words. See, that's what we get. You have an intelligent man who's educated, puts a very good play on words, and people just lose their mind. That's how our education system works today. So Charlie was let go from the Detroit News because he wrote a play on words, didn't spell out the C word, but he lost his job because a bunch of people who probably don't read the Detroit News complain about it. And I would not be surprised if the Attorney General also had a hand in that. I can't prove it, but I would not be surprised. But anyways, in terms of the Detroit News credibility, they printed in their paper that our own James Edwards was a leader of the Ku Klux Klan. But they have absolutely zero proof. Now, I've known Mr. Edwards for 18 years, and he has never, ever ever said anything about being associated with the KKK, being a member of the KKK. In fact, when these nutjob groups come to him or approach him, he runs in the opposite direction because these groups do nothing for him, for the cesspool, for, you know, for anybody. Number one, they're a bunch of kooks, a bunch of nut jobs, and they're a bunch of feds. So he had no proof. So Edwards sued the Detroit News, lost the case, appealed it, lost it again. And unfortunately, James didn't have enough money to appeal further. So you got a loser newspaper firing the best columnist with the most people. Everybody in Detroit knows him. People outside of Detroit, including us, know him, follow him, love him. So, and on top of that, the newspaper industry is dying. And the colleagues said absolutely nothing about it. They were cheering his departure from the Detroit News. Well, any opinion on Charlie getting the boot from the Detroit News?
I'd like to talk to Charlie first and see what, you know, what kind of stuff is hitting the fan over there at the Detroit News. Because, it's called freedom of the press. And, you know, if he wrote something that, you know, his editors didn't like, of course, they have a right to edit it. But, pretty much when sober, Charlie's a very honest man. And he says what he wants to say.
Right. Anyways, coming up, we're talking about a women's organization supporting men and transgender athletes. Stay tuned, everybody.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Fighting between Israel and Hamas is in its 29th day. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to Israel Friday and urged for a pause in fighting to allow for the release of hostages. More than 10,000 people have been killed in the conflict so far. Meanwhile, more foreigners and injured civilians are expected to be able to leave Gaza by crossing the border into Egypt. The President and First Lady visited the site of the most recent mass shooting in the United States.
President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to a memorial near the restaurant where the tragic incident occurred.
This tragedy opens a painful wounds all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survive the trauma of gun violence.
During his visit, Biden met with first responders, healthcare providers, and some of the families affected. In the shooting incident inside a bowling alley and restaurant, a man took the lives of 18 people and injured 13 others. I'm John Schaefer.
The death toll has risen to at least 157 people following an earthquake on Friday night in Nepal. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 5.6 magnitude quake shook the northwestern part of the country just before midnight local time. About 170 people were injured in the quake, which caused landslides in the mountainous country. Rescuers are searching the mountain villages, most of which can only be reached on foot, for more victims. And officials say the death toll is expected to rise. Daylight saving time concludes this weekend, requiring people to adjust their clocks.
As we transition into fall, clocks across the United States will fall back, meaning they will be turned back 1 hour starting Sunday morning. It's worth noting that not everyone endorses this practice. In the past, the Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act aimed at making daylight saving time permanent year-round. Although there is congressional support for this, the House has not yet voted on the matter. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, we are back. 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. We're red hot rolling November the 4th. Also, check us out, the number 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. And that was the intro music for our newest family member, radio spokesmodel, Daniela Rodriguez. Anyways, well, you remember back in the day that women were told that they couldn't hold a job, get a promotion, or they got to be stuck in the typing pool, or told to stay in the kitchen and having to decide whether to have a career or a family. And, you know, women are supposed to be barefoot pregnant in the home, or the women's place was in the home, and so on and so forth.
No, but I remember one of the New York mayors some years ago was trying to get rid of all the trans fats. But I see them walking down the street in New York every day.
All right, but anyways, if you watch TV shows from like the especially from the 50s, like I Love Lucy and Leave It to Beaver and Father's No Best and so on and so forth, you know, women didn't work. They were in the kitchen. But then the national organization came about and made some inroads, so women were able to get jobs normally held for men, like police officer and construction worker and airline pilot, and women are able to now take paternity leave instead of having to burn all their, sick or vacation leave and, the nursing stations now and so on and so forth. But now, since, American women does not need the National Organization of Women, the National Organization of Women has came out to say that trans women are women. Let me say it again. The National Organization of Women, NOW, came out to say that transgender women are women. So you got a guy like Bruce Jenner says, hey, I want to become a woman, and puts on grows his hair out, and then God only really knows what else goes on. He's like, oh, that is a woman. I mean, so, 50, 60 years of fighting for equality for the lovely female gender just right in the toilet because they want to, the National Organization of Women want to, they want to remain relevant. And so you got the National Organization of Women that does not need, nobody's coming to them for problems or issues. Oh, my boss is sexually harassing me. My boss says I won't get a promotion unless I have sex with him. I can't get a job as a breaking rocks, so on and so forth. And women are everywhere from the vice president on down. And of course, Kamala Harris got her job because she is a woman. She's not like Richard Levine. She is a woman, she can give birth if she wanted to, but I don't think she buried any children. But why would the National Organization of Women support transgender men or call them transgender men women? Because of relevance. They need to be relevant. Now, to be relevant, guess what? You earn money. The old adage from Watergate, follow the money. If you got women succeeding on their own merits and skills, they don't need the National Organization of Women. So, and everybody's sick to death about the abortion issue, because that's the other big. First, it was the women's issue. Now it's the then it became the abortion issue. Now Roe versus Wade was overturned. Rice went back to states. Some states says you can have it. Some states she says you can't have it. But You know, that's a totally different animal. So, you know, people are having abortions when they're having abortions, or they're crossing state lines to get abortions. So, anyways, they need to be relevant. So, they need to go out and tell transgender men or transgender women, yeah, you're a woman, we're going to make sure that you, you're able to compete in sports. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but, you know, just follow the money. But, you know, as 475 Radio, we do half of our staff is female. Both women are very intelligent, driven, successful, and have guts. I was going to say brass balls, but then, you know, it's like Walter, you'll say, well, are they transgender? No, they got guts. And both of these women are proud mothers. And I can't be say enough about Heather McBride and Daniela Rodriguez. You know, Heather, she cut her teeth in New York City politics. It's just like a contact sports. And then Daniela, she immigrated to this country and then started a family. And then at a whatever age she wants to, whatever age, she became a model again. And, you know, she's good at it. And she's a fitness trainer. And so, anyway, so, you know, we don't have scrubs on the show except the co-host talking right now. But, you know, we could be happier that we have two women. And, again, it's not like, oh, we need to get a woman. We need to get a minority. We need to get a transgender. No. If you got something to bring to the table, we want you on. Well, what say you about the national organization supporting transgender women, calling them women, even though they're not women?
I think the organization needs to be disbanded because what they're presenting forward is a fraud. So I think they should be indicted for posting fraud and disbanded. That's what I think, you know. I just don't think it fits what their message was, you know, with the now movement, so to speak, and including, you know, people born male that, you know, want to pretend to be a woman. That doesn't help the situation. You know, for many, many years in the 1800s, early 1900s, women fought for their rights to, you know, to vote, to wear skirts above their ankles, to work, you know, and now it's just taken, you know, a left turn, you know, during a NASCAR race. A right turn during a NASCAR race. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't That's fit what they stand for. Well, they always make right turns in NASCAR. So this is making a right turn in a NASCAR race. Right. And you know, it just doesn't fit what they stood for now for over 100 years, when women, you know, got the right to vote and work, besides, you know, prostitution, you know, in the old West and stuff like that. It just puts a damper. You know, when you got these people in that run an organization, you know, all of a sudden they know best and they start making calls that and changing policies that affect an entire organization. I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that don't agree with it, but do they contact them? Hell no. These handful of idiots just decide to make a decision, you know, based on whether or not they're going to avoid issue with the transgender world. And I just don't understand why they just bend over and take it with a baseball bat wrapped around in barbed wire before anything, anybody says anything. Well, what about the now? You know, we could go to so many organizations, the NAACP, we could go to places right. like that, you know, where right. when they found out their one of their presidents was really white, you know, they got rid of him, you know.
Right. But
in an organization like the NOW organization, you know, when you find out, you know, one of your people is really a man, you know, get rid of it, you know, because they frauded themselves. But if the executives in the NOW, in the national organization of women, decide to do this? Well, it's a slap in the face to women across America.
Right. And you know, these transgender women never experienced things that women go through. And, you know, I could say as a man, thank God I'm a man, because, you know, women go through PMS. They go through bloating. They go through breastfeeding children, those who do breastfeed. They go through the joy and the pain of giving birth. So, you know, just because you cut some parts off and say, and, you know, grow your hair long and wear a dress, you're not a woman. You're still, you're just a person that just, their kink just got a total control of them. Because personally, I think, you know, transgenderism is just like a kink. People like to do kinky things. So now we got, you know, guys who want to dress up as women and do whatever they want to do, it just the kink got away from them. Now, anyways, we come back. We got one more story about transgenderism and sports. Stay tuned. This is Peter Scoop Stand with Walter Yerkew. Stay tuned, everybody.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net. In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yerkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. So we go from the National Organization of Women saying that transgender men are women to transgender mixed martial arts fighters actually competing against real women. You know, if you stand up to go number one, you're a dude. If you sit down to go number one, you're a lady. So if you go to the website 75radio.org, you got a picture of a MMA fighter with pink hair wearing a t-shirt that says N trans genocide. You know, but it's not like, you know, lynching the blacks for that 100 years ago. Nobody's going out on purpose to harm these people. You know, we just want these people just to do their business, you know, by themselves. Just leave us alone. Anyways, this person just looks like a real absolute brute. Supposed to be transgender. So, anyways, now you have to appease the leftist mob. You have organizations, athletic organizations, allowing transgender men compete against females. And, you know, and females are not putting up with it. And I say, God bless you, because if you know, if you're a 5'4", 125-pound female, you shouldn't be fighting a 6', 210-pound transgender male. And, you know, it's got to stop. And these parents, especially now in athletics, you need to start suing the schools and the athletic associations, because you got that swimmer dude who looks like Mark Spitz breaking all these female records, and, you know, nobody's saying anything. And, you know, I'm surprised the WNBA is not, like, known as the D-League, because it's all transgender. But, you know, we'll see down the road. And, you know, it's not fair that you have a transgender dude getting scholarships or whatnot because he is beating all these women in women's sports. He's like, oh, I'm transgender because I got long hair. Well, I got long hair too, but, you know, you don't see me competing in sports. And, you know, my biggest worry is, God forbid, one of my daughters is in the locker room at one of their schools getting changed for gym or whatever athletic competition, and there's a transgender student in there. I'm taking my kid out of that school, and I'm going to sue the hell out of them. But anyways, back to the 75 Radio world. Now, if yours truly did compete in a fitness and bodybuilding competition as a transgender female, especially if Danielle is also competing, let's be honest, folks, I would come in dead last. Just horrendous. So you don't have to worry about me going in any competition for fitness or bodybuilding, because I'm still a hot mess. But, you know, people need to say enough. That's a guy. He's got a lot more muscle mass. He's got much larger frame. He's got testosterone. Why is he fighting a female? I mean, Andy Kaufman did this like 40 years ago, and when he wrestled in Memphis, and he had Memphis just go up in arms because he said, I only fight females, because he's the first, I guess, I think you actually said transgender wrestler or something like that. But it's absolutely hysterical. And, you know, God bless him. But now we just, you know, I'm surprised the transgender athletic community doesn't look up to Andy Kaufman for that type of nonsense. What say you about this foolishness?
You know, I think it's pretty funny when you have, you know, these transgender men competing in women's sports. I mean, you know, name a women's sport. Beach volleyball. One of the sexiest sports in the world, I got to admit. Okay? Women's beach volleyball.
Yeah. Okay?
MMA fight. You know, these women are really, really built well. They work on their bodies to get into a good shape. And, you know, some of them can be swimsuit models, you know. What's funny about it is these guys are trying to be like that. The last thing I want to see is a man in a women's beach volleyball bikini. That's the last thing I want to see. Because number one, there's not enough on top to wear a top, and there's too much on the bottom to wear a bikini. Okay?
Same thing
in the MMA. You know, they still have to wear a cup if they're going to go hand-to-hand combat in the cage. You know, so if you got to wear a cup, you're not a woman.
Right.
You know, and I'm not talking about bra cups either.
Right.
So, what humors me is that these guys with absolutely nothing on top wear a standard female uniform. You know, like that swimmer dude. You know, he could have wore, you know, he could have swam, said, look, I'm transgender. You know, I have long hair and I have to cover my nipples. That's ridiculous. You know, he could have wore Mark Spitz banana hammock and said he was a transgender and swim with long hair. You know, it's just so stupid that they go ahead and wear bikini tops.
I don't get it.
Right. And about that swimmer guy, I forgot his name's not important. You see him, I mean, the kid's ginormous. He's got huge shoulders, long arms. He's got, you know, he's got his fingers look like a fin. And you see his junk. He's got, you know, he's got junk in the trunk up front. And it's like, he's a dude. And then the school, they have to change in front of this dude. And they see, you know, he's there changing because he's one of the girls. And they see his junk. And, you know, why are the parents not suing? But you know why the coaches aren't saying anything? Because they're winning. So they could say, oh, I got Scoop Stanton and Walter Yerkew on my beach volleyball team. You know, we're 110 and zero, or I don't know, some other sport. I mean, the coaches, they want to win, so they don't care that these women have to change in front of this dude or be a laughing stock. It's like, oh yeah, look at my record. I'm winning. My team's winning. We're winning championships, this and everything. But because you got dudes on the team, that's what I said. Don't be too surprised when the WNBA starts allowing these same people, and it becomes the D League. There's already a minor league for the NBA called the G League, but the WNBA will be known as the D League if you start letting transgender ball players in the into the sport. But that's coming down. You know, the WNBA has been around for 20 years. I'm surprised it hasn't happened already, or maybe it has. Nobody noticed, because I mean, some of those ladies are just not easy on the eyes, unlike our beautiful spokesmodel Daniela Rodriguez. But anyways, moving right along. Final news story. Kamala Harris last Sunday said, came out with the breaking news, Joe Biden is very much alive, which is good news. But the problem is the vice president didn't tell the POTUS that he is alive. And when you come on national TV on a show like 60 Minutes to say that, he's very much alive in the campaign and we're going to go all the way and, you know, win it all. No, he's not very much alive. He's falling apart. The campaign's falling apart. You know, Trump's doing better with 4 indictments over his head than Joe Biden with 4 years in the Oval Office. So, anyways, the only other president whose age was brought into question was Ronald Reagan, but he smoked everybody in the debate against Jimmy Carter. And personally, I think Joe Biden makes Ronald Reagan look like a 30-something-year-old Barack Obama. And then you have the media questioning Biden's capability to lead this country. But, you know, when the media starts questioning a Democrat, it's time to go. But, you know, real quick, we'll go to the Biden record. High interest rates, high gas prices, high food prices, wide open border, and crime out of control. Fentanyl's coming by the truckload. And Middle East is about to blow up and so on and so forth. And so, anyways... Well, what do you got to say about Joe Biden being very much alive?
You know, she wants to be president in the worst way, you know, and she will do what those two guys did to Bernie and Weekend at Bernie's. She will hold this son of a gun up, stand him up, you know, and have him run for president so he dies in office and she can become. It is such a farce. And if anybody doesn't see that as getting first female president, you know, that's her agenda. She will hold him up. She'll put sticks in his pants, down his leg pants to make him look like he's standing on his own 2 feet. She will do anything to get this guy back in the White House. She will say anything to get this guy back in the White House. Because he will be relieved of his duties one way or the other, you know, whether by the 25th Amendment or by death, one or the other. And she will become president. She'll be sworn in. Okay? That's her agenda. She's trying to convince you know, the people that are, you know, kind of raising their eyebrows when they see Biden, that voted for Biden a couple of years ago, she could tell that half of his voters, half of those 80 million voters are raising their eyebrow. Well, is this guy going to be for real? She's trying to convince them that he is, and he's not. He's not. The only thing for real is that she wants to be president by default.
That's absolutely brilliant. But anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoopstay, and reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Do not comply. And Godspeed, Danielle. See you next week.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.